Welcome to Sleepless in St. Canard, where nostalgia places rem cycles. I'm Kitty.
And I'm Ange.
And we haven't slept.
In 30 years.
This is a podcast about the 90s Disney cartoon Darkwing Duck, who becomes public enemy number one way faster than Negaduck ever will. In today's super Negaducky episode, Disguise the Limit.
Negaducky.
He's in it. Yeah, he's in it a lot. I'm Negaducky. He's in it quite a lot. Which, you know, we don't complain about here, friends.
Never.
Never. Never, never, ever. There we go. An episode of the show. And we're going to talk about it. And it's not about Comic Guy. So it's a great time here for us. As of this recording, I have just been informed that we are three comic issues behind. And by the time this actually gets to your lovely ears, I'm sure we will be more comic issues behind. So I am sorry, but life gets in the way sometimes, folks. But we're back. We're here to talk about our little goblin darling, Negaduck. Any thoughts for the people before we dive in?
Not really. No thoughts, only Negaduck.
As is the way I love you. All right. So if you would like to have No Thoughts, Only Negaduck, you can watch this episode on Disney+. It is Season 1, Episode 38, Disguise the Limit. Negaduck is back, but this time in a Darkwing costume.
Is that the actual summary?
That is the summary.
Amazing.
They watch the first 5 seconds of this episode. I mean, they're not wrong, but also a lot more happens. Also, just so you're all prepared, episodes 37 and 39 are Heavy Metal and Planet of the Capes, so don't accidentally click the wrong one.
I just realized something very exciting.
Oh, yeah?
I actually have somewhere in my computer the script for this episode, and there was an entire scene that they never did. They removed it. So oh, yeah? I actually have the script for that, and it's before the episode starts. There was an entire scene. Would you like me to share it really quickly?
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Because it goes straight into where the episode starts. I totally forgot about this. It appears that this script was, I'm going to assume, the voice actor for Grizzly Cough. And the reason I say that is because all the Grizzly Cough lines are circled with a pen. Mm. Also, it says there was a gorilla in this. I don't remember there being a gorilla.
There was not one.
Because it lists the cast.
Oh, the episode we could have had.
So it says, Disguise the Limit cast list. After being zapped by yet another of Dr. Sarah Bellum's rays, Darkwing finds himself periodically transformed into duplicates of other people. When this happens, he is still recognizable to the audience as Darkwing. He transforms into Darkwingian versions of the following. Grizzly Cough, Bellum, Police Officer Number 2, Baby, Tuxedo Violinist, Gorilla, Goslin, Launchpad, Lobster. Negaduck is also zapped. He transforms into Wacky Mackerel and Huge Sailor. Spoiler alerts!
Spoilers.
And then there's an additional cast that are described as a snoring guard, a generic female dog nose, several other types of dog noses. Very interesting that they use the term dog nose.
Yeah.
A tiny cute kitten and an entire army, etc., etc. So here we go. Disguise the Limit, Act 1. Fade in. The deleted scenes. Exterior, St. Canard Museum of Antiquities at night. It's a full moon. Title super over as we push in on an establishing shot of the museum. Interior, St. Canard Museum of Antiquities. Continuous night on window. A dark form crashes through. Note, the following sequence is to played in silhouette. Wide. I think that means like the camera pans back wide. Mm-hmm. The form creeps through the museum, zipping behind various antiquities with the stealth of a living shadow. On brightly lit display case, in it is a golden Egyptian pharaoh's mask, which is a silly-looking dog nose. We pull back as the form creeps up behind and smashes the case and grabs the mask. Then we get a reverse angle. The dark form, silhouetted against the case's light, appears to be none other than Darkwing Duck, but it's... Ha ha ha! The mask of Tweetin' Common is mine. Mine! That's Negaduck. As the silhouetted Negaduck turns surprised when there is a puff of blue smoke behind him. What the... I am the terror that flaps in the night. On smoke, another dark form shaped like Darkwing emerges from the smoke. Yes, it is Darkwing, but we don't know it yet. I am the pepperoni on the pizza of panic. That's a new I am the terror, I think.
It is, and we actually didn't get one this episode, so they had one originally, got cut. Pepperoni pizza of panic.
The new Darkwing shape reacts, surprised at the sight of his silhouetted double. I am Darkwing. The other Darkwing shape knocks, wham, Darkwing out of the shot using the Pharaoh's mask as a club. Off-screen crash. Doof. On Darkwing. Smashed against a wall, the Pharaoh's mask covers his face. He pulls it off with a grunt of exertion, revealing his face to be in the shape of the dog-faced Pharaoh. He shakes his head, googly sound, and is back to normal. Woozily, he clicks a light switch on, and his silhouette is revealed to be Darkwing Duck. He looks off-screen and says, in a pained voice, "Oh, it's you." Screen goes back wide, smiling, eviling. The other silhouette is revealed to be Negaduck, standing next to a suit of armor which holds a mace and sword. Darkwing turns to camera. My evil alter ego, Negaduck! Negaduck grabs the sword and assumes a fighting stance. On guard, Darkwimp! Tight on Darkwing! He reaches off screen for a weapon. You asked for it, pal! Hiya! We pull back as Darkwing lunges with an antique parasol instead of a sword. It pops open. Oops. Negaduck leaps into the shot and, sword blurring, makes confetti of the parasol. Thwip, thwip, thwip. That's a weird noise. Darkwing says, touche! We pull back wide. Darkwing dodges a few of Negaduck's thrusts. Yeah, watch out. Whoa! Negaduck thrusts and Darkwing dives into a large wicker basket next to the suit of armor. Yipe! Negaduck. Ha! Gotcha now! On basket, Negaduck thrusts his sword through it. He zips out a shot and zips back in with several swords. He rapidly thrusts all of them into the basket, then steps back. Let's see you fight Negaduck. Crime as a pincushion.
Negaduck is thrusting away in this museum here.
Thrusting real sharp.
Yeah.
We pull back to a wider shot. The suit of armor slams its mace down on Negaduck's head, flattening him into a pancake from the waist up. Negaduck staggers off screen. Push in as the suit of armor removes its helmet, revealing Darkwing inside, grinning. Let's see you commit crimes as a pancake. On broken window through which Negaduck entered, the partially flattened Negaduck stumbles into shot and... I'll get you for this, you. Yeah! Falls. Slide whistle, off-screen crash, out the window. So that's Negaduck as a pancake falling out the window.
Went all the way down.
All the way down. Exterior, St. Canard Museum of Antiquities. Up angle on window from outside, we see Darkwing dramatically silhouetted in the window. He raises a heroic fist. Let that be a lesson, you larcenous lookalike. The criminal always loses. Darkwing retreats from the window, cape swirling smartly behind him. Pan down to a trash dumpster. His natural habitat.
Yes, returned to his home territory.
Negaduck climbs out, dazed, and shakes his head. Pots and pans. That's like the sound effect. Then looks off screen. Negaduck, as he's mocking Darkwing, the criminal always loses. Then we see a wider shot. Negaduck raises a finger, struck by an idea. That's it, evil cackle. Oh, I can't do the Negaduck cackle. Let's see how Darkwing duns, and then we dissolve to... Exterior, St. Canard National Bank at night with Negaduck dressed as Darkwing. And that's where we take it to you, Kitty.
Yeah, the episode itself opens with Negaduck dressed as Darkwing, but with his black mask, because he can't fully commit. robbing a bank. The guard on duty is asleep, as is traditional, and Nega Darkwing just kind of robs the bank super efficiently and is annoyed that the guard doesn't wake up, so he wakes him up. Because we are immediately clued into his game that this is all about ruining Darkwing's most precious thing in the world, his reputation. The guard wakes up and he's like, oh my god, it's Darkwing Duck. And then he's, you know, robs the bank and runs away. And he doesn't stop there. He doesn't stop at banks. He quite literally steals people's girlfriends while
that was my fave.
And then there's a newsboy on the street trying to sell papers about Darkwing doing evil things. And he swooshes by and steals all the newspapers. And we never see any of them ever again. He just dumps it all somewhere in a pile of newspapers and girlfriends and money. And moves on like a nefarious Mary Poppins.
Perfect.
There's just a pile of women somewhere. Like, when is he coming back? He seems nice.
He doesn't have a women shoot like Steelbeak. He's not that classy.
He doesn't. You know, they just got like dumped somewhere.
I would like to add also, I remember at the beginning of this episode, he doesn't speak when he comes into the bank, right? But in this,
yeah.
It starts with him saying in the previous scene, let's see how Darkwing dunce. And then at the beginning of this scene, he says, likes being a common criminal. So he was supposed to say something. And I guess they just, probably for time, I'm assuming, they cut that all out.
Yeah, because that easily would have been at minimum 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They probably had to cut it for runtime. But it was fun. I liked it. It kind of, you know, I guess they figured... And they rightfully so, Negaduck didn't need a reason to try to ruin Darkwing's reputation.
Exactly.
It just seems like a normal thing. So yeah, he does all these terrible things, and then he celebrates his brilliance by laughing to himself on a roof, which is also a tradition, and starts stripping down to his skull boxer shorts to change into his own clothes, and starts narrating his whole plan of how he's going to destroy Darkwing's reputation to the camera.
That should keep my goody two-shoe look-alike busy. Okay, maybe pretending to be Darkwing Duck is a rotten trick. But then, I'm Negaduck, a rotten kind of guy.
We get to see his skull box shorts a few times, and it's also just that silly thing where we all know Negaduck doesn't wear pants. So when he's taking his clothes off, he just suddenly grows boxer shorts. And when he puts his own costume back on, he somehow gets into it through the turtleneck.
It's wonderful.
Like through the neck of the turtleneck. He just kind of like slips it on, no problem. He's a talented guy. But anyway, of course, his plan is working because the people of St. Canard are mashed potato brained. Darkwing is helping a woman get her cat Princess out of a tree, who then, of course, shreds him to pieces. And hears a mob coming and just pulls like a partition, like a changing shield type thing out of nowhere to change his costume so he's presentable for his, obviously it's his fans coming to get his autographed. But, of course, we know that it's actually an angry mob who's pissed at him for all these terrible things he's obviously doing. And he tries to stave them off by throwing signed autographs at them, and they're not interested, so he just runs away. As he runs, he hears a Tom Lockjaw news report, and it catches his attention because he's talking about him. But not in the way he likes to be talked about. As he's now a wanted mallard with a $1 million bounty on his head, and he's like, we can't list all of his crimes, and then he lists a bunch of the crimes that he's been accused of. Are they in the script? Do you want to read them off? Because I didn't write them down.
Sure. So it says here, he is sought by the authorities for crimes too numerous to list, but including arson, burglary, hijacking, kidnapping, cat-kicking, insider trading, and spitting on the sidewalk.
Spitting on the sidewalk. Yeah, so he's pissed, and the streets suddenly fill with heavily, heavily armed civilians. Darkwing muses that he should have voted for gun control, and then he gets gunned down in the street like a dog. Or a sitting duck, even. But this is a 90s cartoon, and he survives and just shows up at Shush, riddled with bullet holes in just his clothing. not his skin, but he's alive. There's a lot of guns in this episode.
There is.
And he walks into Hooter and Grizzly Calf actually talking about him. And Hooter says that he knows that Darkwing isn't behind the crime wave. And Darkwing just assumes that this is because Hooter thinks so highly of him and how great he is. But Hooter's like, no, we are playing Parcheesi, stupid. So that just means that the director of Shush and Darkwing just get together and have Parcheesi nights.
What is Parcheesi? Negaduck.
I know it's a game, but I don't know anything else about it. Let's learn about it. I don't know. Let's find out together.
Ooh,
and I apologize to any Parcheesi experts that is about to get mad at me for my approximation of Parcheesi. Parcheesi. Okay. Looks like a board game. Parcheesi is a brand name, American adaptation of the Indian cross and circle board game.
I don't know what that is either.
I don't know what that is either. It just looks like a complicated. I don't really know, but it is a. It appears to be a board game. I will send you a picture of the board.
Okay, it's I thought confusing. Maybe it was a card game.
I just listen. I don't want to buy it.
Much nicer just than the card games I play, which is Screw Your Neighbors. It's a really fun card game.
That's the one that that Drake likes to play.
Without the cards and just all the time.
Exactly. He's made it a lifestyle. It's far cheesy. There's dice involved.
And that looks like a really old game, so I guess that would be a game that Jay Gander Hooter would enjoy.
Yeah. And Darkwing. Because he's an old soul. Oh yeah, so they were playing far cheesy. That's how he knows that Darkwing is innocent. Not anything else, just that. And for some reason, their solution to this problem is to just zap him with an experimental ray that Dr. Bellum has made that will disguise him. They're not like, let's clear your name. Obviously, this is negative. No, let's shoot you with this real quick. And Dr. Bellum is immediately like, oh, well, he didn't die. Not like the others. It's like, oh, Jesus. And I guess it works. Yeah, kind of. It just makes Darkwing turn into other people. First of which is, of course, Grizzly Cough. And he keeps his height and bill, but everything else changes. So he's just kind of this monstrosity of a bear duck guy mm-hmm. with a Russian accent. And it's fun, too, because it's Jim Cummings doing impressions of the other voice actors, basically. And, of course, he does a really good job because he's Jim Cummings. So he goes on about, oh, what are you looking at? I've got foods in my teeth and things like that. But he quickly reverts back to Darkwing, and Bellum smells the scent of a Nobel Prize in her future. But the machine just like randomly opens up, and when she tries to go fix it, Darkwing then turns into her, and then the two of them, two Bellums, I guess, are not better than one, and the machine short circuits and starts smoking, and now it's toast.
Do you know who Buck Rogers is?
Name is familiar.
They describe the ray gun in the script as a Buck Rogers type ray gun.
Oh, I think he was like an old timey like pulp comic type thing. Because I know of Duck Dodgers is the Daffy Duck version where he's like...
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting.
Yeah, so he's like the space... cadet guy, so I guess it's supposed to be like a futuristic kind of gun. Which I guess it kind of was. But yeah, so that's the end of Dr. Bellum's Nobel Peace Prize. She doesn't get it. They figure out that Darkwing turns into whoever he's looking at. They try to put a blindfold on him, but of course he doesn't. He wants no part of that. Because why would he? It really would have solved the rest of this episode. When will Darkwing ever take advice? Aslan, on the other hand, is very excited about all of this. They're flying around in the Thunderquack, and she, like, wants him to turn into a gross monster zombie slug or something. And Launchpad is like, maybe you should wear a blindfold. And he's like, of course I will not wear a blindfold, you fool, I'm Darkwing Duck. He says that he's gonna go to the police and tell them that Negaduck is dressing up as him. Raymond for his crimes. But of course, as they're driving, they see a little chihuahua dog and they crash. Then they're like, oh my gosh, Darkwing has turned into a chihuahua. They try to chase after him. And the dog obviously runs away because he's being chased by random people. Darkwing is not really a chihuahua. He just kind of turned, like, crashed into a bush. So he pulls himself out of the bush.
Can I just say that if Darkwing were to be any kind of dog, he would be a chihuahua?
Oh, 1,000%.
It's little
thinks that he is bigger than any dog ever conceived. Just a little yappy guy. So yeah, the other two dunces just run away after the chihuahua, and Darkwing extracts himself from the bush.
There was apparently another entire scene that got cut because I was following along, and then it doesn't go to that. It goes to something very different. We get into the conversation where they're driving down the street, and I didn't watch the episode recently, I will admit, so tell me if this conversation happened, if you remember this. Launchpad suggests he wears the blindfold. Darkwing says, I'm not wearing a blindfold and I'm not waiting around for Bellum to fix the ray. He says that he's going to go to the police and explain that Negaduck's committing the crimes. And Goslin says, hey, Dad, if they don't believe you, can I have the $1,000,000? He waves her off. Don't be ridiculous. Why wouldn't they believe me? And then we go to a donut shop. That wasn't a thing, right? There was no donut shop.
No.
So there's a group of officers, including officers number one, stand outside around their squad cars. Officer number one is lecturing the others. And remember, don't believe anything Darkwing Duck says. He is a master of deceit. The rat catcher screeches to a stop nearby. Darkwing hops off and walks right up to the officers. Greetings, officers. I was wondering if I might explain. The officers pounce on Darkwing as one. A cloud of dust rises up, from which an occasional fist or foot protrudes. There are loud fight sounds. On Launchpad and Goslin, they wince, cringe, cover their eyes, and generally react in horror to the off-screen fight. Widescreen, when the dust clears, the officers are standing, looking around with Darkwing nowhere in sight. Officer says, hey, where'd he go? He stands next to Darkwing, who's changed to match him. Officer number one scratches his head. Darkwing officer does likewise. They turn to each other. He must be around here somewhere, they both say. Good thinking, everyone spread out. We pull to wide. The officers zip off screen in all directions, but DW/officer stops after a short distance, glowing and shaking. He poings back to normal. He looks groggy and shakes his head. Darkwing says, oog. Goslin, keen gear, Dad. Wider to include LP and Goslin. They are impressed. Darkwing is unamused. You could be my project for the science fair. That's Goslin, of course. And then it wipes to, I think, the dog. Yes. And then it wipes to the chihuahua scene. So I just thought that was interesting that he tried to go to the police and they beat the shit out of him.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess that was a good intentions, but the cops did not buy it. Yeah, no, that did not happen. They have the discussion on the rat catcher, but then they kind of just cut out the cops and did the dog instead. It's tighter. And then Goslin and Launchpad are running after a dog, presumably for hours. Meanwhile, in the park, at night, Negaduck is gloating over how great his plan is next to a woman in a baby carriage. This woman is just sitting in a park in the middle of the night next to Negaduck. It's just like, I don't know why. But anyway, he's talking about how great it is now that he gets to kill Darkwing and get paid $1,000,000 for doing it. And you know what? That's a good point. And he just kind of crumples up the wanted poster and throws it on the ground. But lo and behold, Darkwing is also there, crouched behind the baby carriage. And calls him out for littering. And Negaduck is like, yeah, so I'll litter if I want to. Why don't you shut up about it? And he's like strangling Darkwing. And the woman's like, shh, the baby is sleeping. And then Darkwing, of course, looks at the baby. And then turns into a baby.
Oh man, this is better than I planned. Darkwing Duck wanted dead or alive. And there's a $1,000,000 reward to boot! Now I could crush that do-gooder and get paid for it!
Littering, Negaduck? There's a heavy fine for that, you know.
So? Let him take it out of my reward money!
Shh! The baby is sleeping.
Sorry, ma'am!
Ah, goo. Ew. What happened to you? Who cares what happened? I've still got him.
So now Negaduck was choking a grown man mallard thing. Now he's got his hands around a baby neck. And Darkwing Baby is just a little baby-sized baby. He just looks like a baby. He's got Darkwing's hat and a big old diaper. Yeah, he's just choking him, and he's like, okay, what happened to you?
The noise he makes is like this, ew, what happened to you?
But then, before he can kill a baby, another angry mom descends, mistaking Negaduck for Darkwing. Oh, the irony. Negaduck's like, I'm not Darkwing, he's Darkwing, and it just holds up the cooing, burbling baby, and they're not buying it. He actually hands baby Darkwing to the woman. Which I thought was very sweet. And then she just kind of, like, doesn't even look up, just, like, grabs the baby and dumps it in the crib or carriage with the other kid. And then the angry mob just beats the ever-living hell out of Negaduck, apparently.
Well, if it isn't the consequences of my own actions.
You see? Look at that. That is karma right there. It doesn't stick for very long. The Darkwing, baby Darkwing in the carriage turns back into full-grown Darkwing, but the little baby is also apparently a fortune seeker, and he's like, oh, goo goo gaga, $1 million, and tries to clobber him with his baby rattle. And then Darkwing makes a tactical retreat and is outraged by the whole series of events, but is impressed with the good likeness on the wanted poster. As he's driving the rat catcher around, he sees Negaduck and, like, intentionally tries to run him over. It's just like, ah, Negaduck, and then just tries to commit some vehicular homicide. But of course, Negaduck hops on the bike and they just start fighting as he's driving and drive past a random, like, orchestra band, like, 5-piece band playing classical music. I don't really understand. I know that it's a cartoon. Believe me, I'm aware. I know it's not autobiographical or anything like that. But he is looking at Negaduck a lot while he's fighting him. So I thought he was going to turn into Negaduck on the bike, but he doesn't. He turns into the... So in your show script, it said that it was a violinist, but it definitely looks like a cellist.
That's actually... Okay. So it says a tuxedo-clad string quartet, including a cellist.
Okay. Because he does turn into the cellist, and he's just like playing the cello instead of driving the bike. And then it just turns into Negaduck screaming for a very long amount of time. He's not driving the motorcycle, so it goes up an unfinished bridge because those are everywhere if you've ever watched a movie. And then they just kind of like fly up into the sky and start plummeting to their death. That's and Negaduck is just shrieking the entire time until Darkwing poofs back to himself and... Darkwing tries to use, like, you know, his little parachute gadget to slow their fall, and the bike is saved, and they both start falling, and Darkwing starts to scream.
That was apparently the end of Act 1, according to the script.
Well, yeah, because they just fall, and then it goes, there's a wipe cut to the tower. It's like, and then they died. Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of those in this one. Like, and then they were dead. Oh, no, they're back alive.
I don't think Negaduck asks who's steering the bike in the actual thing. I think they cut that out.
Oh, I think he does. And he's just screaming and screaming.
It's great. I just remember, how do you do that?
on Negaduck, screaming. It's accurate. And then it says Negaduck.
He just continues screaming for all of eternity.
Screaming and screaming and screaming. Back at the tower, Launchpad and Goslin still they have kidnapped the Chihuahua, I guess, and are talking to it when the real Darkwing shows up and he's like, yeah, that's not me, you dinguses. And Launchpad is like, okay, good, now I can eat all this dog food. Goslin demands an explanation, and then Darkwing turns into Goslin. Goslin Darkwing is like, hey, let's play hockey inside. And, you know, hits a puck and it bounces off everything. And Goslin's like, wow, you even got my secret trick shut down. He snaps out of it pretty quickly. And Darkwing is like, I'm going to change. And Launchpad's like, oh, no. And Darkwing's like, just my clothes, stupid. And then he comes out in his exactly the same costume. And Launchpad's like, oh, you look just like your wanted poster. And Darkwing is like, oh, that makes me so, and looks at Launchpad, and then he turns into Launchpad, and then he says, hungry, as we know he would. And then both Launchpads are hungry for Hamburger Hippo, and they do a little dance, and they sing a little jingle, and it is a Launchpad-tastic moment. Goslin demands that she wants her dad back, and Darkwing Launchpad is like, I'll go find him, and hops into the Thunderquack and flies off. And then he changes back mid-flight, and he's like, I don't know how to fly a plane! So it starts to crash. Meanwhile, back on the ground, Negaduck is down on the street, sneaking around, hiding behind telephone poles, popping down in the sewers just so he can peek out the manholes as he's trying to find the million-dollar man Darkwing. And then he's just like, or he could, where could he be? Oh, maybe he's up there, as, you know, the Thunderquack is spiraling out of control. And he's like, come to Papa. And he pulls out a chainsaw, and then the Thunderquack just falls right on top of him and just swishes him. I was waiting for, like, a chainsaw to, like, cut through the plane or something. But no, Darkwing just abandons it, apparently, and Negaduck is dead underneath the the Thunderquack. Because of the next thing that happens is he made his way back to the hideout. Darkwing's back at the hideout. He's complaining to Launchpad and Goslin that every time he almost grabs Negaduck, he you know, uncontrollably changes and he gets away. All little does he know, I guess, that he just left Negaduck as a smear on the pavement.
There's another cutscene here. So right before he comes back to the tower, after Negaduck gets squished, the Thunderquack crashes right on top of Negaduck, and the screen fills with smoke. Darkwing staggers from the wreckage, still holding the yoke. Darkwing says, maybe I can't fly as well as Launchpad. He looks woozily yet proudly at the camera, but I can crash with the best of them. He reacts, eyes bulging in terror, too. A dog-nosed general. We see the point of view of Darkwing. The entire army. A bunch of tanks, jeeps, and soldiers. A dog-nosed general protrudes from one of the tanks. You are under arrest. The tank's gun points directly toward camera. One move and you're toast. On Darkwing, he throws his hands up in surrender. On tank, the general points off-screen vigorously. He moved! Fire! On Darkwing, through the gunner's crosshairs, his hat wilts. Yipe! The screen goes white with an explosion. And then we see him coming back up to the platform to Darkwing Tower. So apparently they cut a bunch of scenes where everybody's trying to murder him, and it's mostly the cops and the army.
He did mention that the army came after him as he gets back to the tower. We just didn't see it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, and he is still holding the yoke from the Thunderquack. So, it's funny. I wonder if they even, like, recorded that. They probably recorded that scene and then just didn't use it. Interesting. But yeah, so he's upset that he hasn't been able to catch Negaduck because he keeps changing. And he's like, oh, who even knows where Negaduck will be next? And Launchpad's like, I bet you Negaduck knows. And so Darkwing's like, that's it! I'm gonna go stare at a Negaduck picture and become Negaduck. And it works. And he's Negs for about 5 seconds before he pulls a blowtorch on Goslin and Launchpad and tries to kill them. And then Dr. Bellum calls and says the machine is fixed, but Darkwing Negaduck is determined to charbroil his family and chases Goslin and Launchpad around. Like, he destroys, like, the TV or whatever that Bellum's on, and then he goes after Goslin and Launchpad. And they kind of just back out and fall out the window of the tower and kind of bounce down the support wires holding up the, like, the bridge, hiding from him. And he can't find them. So then he goes off to cause more havoc and Launchpad's like, oh, but where will he go? And Goslin's like, we'll just follow the trail of destruction, duh. It's funny because he sounds like Negaduck until you hear him with actual Negaduck. And then you can tell that it's Darkwing pretending to be, like, doing a Negaduck voice. It's very, very nuanced performance from Jim Cummings. It's good. Meanwhile, at a fish cannery, the real Negaduck is just kind of chilling out on his little armchair listening to news broadcasts about what's going on and throwing weapons at a picture of Darkwing and grumbling about not being able to kill him yet. He says that this hideout really stinks, literally, but he likes the rotten smell. Negadarkwing shows up and yells at Negaduck, who he thinks is Darkwing in disguise as him. And then they have a beautiful, what can only be called a Negaduck off, where they just start brandishing different weapons at each other. Being like, oh, yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, starts off with like a mace and then somebody gets a gun. And then it's just like at the end, it seems like it happens for a long time because we kind of fade out and then come back in. And they're like bringing in like Harrier jets and like aircraft carriers. And then the Darkwing Negaduck runs in with like a giant rocket missile.
Tonight's top story, the Darkwing crisis, day one. Darkwing Duck has crossed over into a world of crime. Police are still in need of a break.
A break? When I catch the little Pollyann, I'll break every little bone in his body twice. No! I am never using a junky fish cannery for a hideout again. Although I do like the rotten smell. So, disguising yourself as me, eh, Darkwing? It'll never work. What? You're Darkwing disguised as me. Ooh, there ain't enough room in this town for the both of me. I'll mash ya. Oh, yeah? Well, I'll mash ya, smash ya, and trash ya.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah?
Yeah! Yeah!
And I guess it has been going on long enough that it has given Goslin and Dr. Bellum and Launchpad to show up. Dr. Bellum doesn't know which one of them is actually Darkwing, so then she does the sensible thing and just shoots them both. Darkwing changes back into Darkwing, and Negaduck turns into there's a stand-up of this weird-looking fish dude, so he turns into that guy, who is apparently Wacky Mackerel, is the mascot of the fish cannery that they're in, and he sings a little song. And then Darkwing immediately tries to murder him and just cartoony fighting, like rolling thing. But then they just roll out a window, and it's like, you know, a warehouse on a pier. So like the window is at the tippy top of where this thing is. So they crash through the window and then fall at least two stories down to the dock below. It's a very aggressive move for a Wacky Mackerel. Negaduck turns back into himself and throws a lobster at Darkwing, who then embraces his shape-shifting and turns himself into a lobster with a bill. And it's a little creepy. Just kidding, it's a lot creepy. And then pinches Negaduck. And Negaduck runs away right on the butt, right on the bupkis. And then Negaduck bumps into a burly dock worker who talks like a pirate. I guess he's supposed to be the big sailor or whatever they called him in the script. But he just looks like a regular dude just hanging out on the docks. But he's like, yarr, watch where you be going, matey. And then he starts chasing Lobster Darkwing. And then Darkwing turns back into regular Darkwing.
You know how they nerf Negaduck occasionally to give Darkwing a chance?
Yep.
I feel like this was one of those moments with the lobster, because Negaduck literally just stands there and watches as the lobster comes towards him, circles him, and he just stands there and like stares at him as it comes around and then snaps him on the ass. And it's a surprise. And it reminds me of like falling down the stairs. It's just like, it's like one of those moments where it's like, we have to just let Negaduck stand there stupidly because it's
falling down. Falling down the stairs at energy.
It really is.
Goslin rushes in to help, And then he turns into Goslin. And then she grabs the ray gun and shoots Negaduck, who then that turns him back into himself. And then Darkwing Goslin uses Goslin's fancy hockey trick shot thing to smack the can!
The tin can!
Tin can of fish of legend. He smacks it with the hockey puck and that ricochets around. And famously, TKOs Negaduck. He is out for the count. Day is saved thanks to Goslin in any iteration and a single tin can. So one back blast from the ray gun and he's back to himself. Cops roll up and Darkwing gets to clear his name by ripping Negadoff's clothes off. And the cops are like, yep, that checks out. About to cart Negaduck off when Darkwing is like, let me just dispose of this ray gun before it falls into the wrong hands. Trips on a loose board and blasts the whole collected crowd. And we are left with a mob of Darkwings starting to get dangerous. Then Darkwing lets out a, oh boy, as we go to the credits.
I'm just reading the tin can scene in here to see how they describe it.
Read it to me.
So Darkwing / Goslin tosses the can into the air, hauls off, and rockets it off screen with the oar. On Negaduck, he ducks, and the can whizzes through shot, narrowly missing his head. Nice try, Squirt. The can ricochets off it all over the place. But I don't recall this, and it just makes it funnier because it's the tin can. Negaduck turns around and hears the approaching whizzing noise, and he turns to the camera and says, no. And it's such a sad little, I have to show you, because it's such a sad little, no.
No. Not a tin can.
He knew the tin can was coming for him.
No. Ellipses and everything. Oh, the can hits him, doink, in the forehead. He instantly goes cross-eyed and sinks out of sight, grinning goofily.
The officers toss the dazed Negaduck into a paddy wagon. That did not happen. They just cut that out.
No, they didn't. Yeah, they didn't get to the so he was included in all the mass of people that got turned into Darkwing by the ray gun.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. So it just kind of seems like it never wears off, and this is just going to be their lives now. They're just going to randomly turn into different people. What are you going to do?
I'm going to show you how it ends on this. 46 pages, apparently, of this script.
Let's get dangerous. Oh, it's a hoo boy. And as the real Darkwing stretches his face in frustration, we fade out.
The end.
Dun, 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 dun. What an episode. All
you
right.
You got the behind the scenes extra removed. It's like a director's cut.
Yeah, that was fun. That was interesting. Definitely a lot more backstory in the original version, and this one we just got chopped up parts where it's like, and now Negaduck is just pretending to be Darkwing, and Darkwing is not a chihuahua, but he also did not go to the cops. They left the choking a baby thing in.
All the trusted law enforcement people just turned on him and beat the shit out of him. They were like, I guess we don't really have time for that.
Alrighty, so how would you rate this?
This episode, obviously the Negaduck factor plays a pretty big role in it. I will give it 5 out of 5 boxers with skull and crossbones. And I guess if I wanted to adjust without the factor, I'd still say it's a pretty good episode. Like, the animation isn't super bad or super good. I can't remember there being a whole lot of errors in it, considering that it's a Darkwing and Negaduck episode, and they usually mix the two up.
Yeah, they held it together pretty good this time. I guess because, you know, he was dressed as Darkwing for a lot of it, so all they had to do was remember to paint his mask black.
Yeah, and I liked his reactions to a lot of the stuff. Because when you think about it, like, from Negaduck's perspective, Darkwing was just turning into stuff for no reason, and he had no idea why. And it's like his reactions to that, he's suddenly holding a baby and his only reaction is, ew, a baby. But who cares? He's still Darkwing. Yeah. And then, like, I think my absolute favorite is when they're on the bike and Darkwing changes into the cellist and Negaduck is just horrified. He's like, how do you do that? And it's just the way he says it.
Yeah, and you know what, too? It's just kind of like, The whole shape-shifting thing is completely unnecessary because all, you know, like, he could have just went along and, like, tried to debunk the thing, but Dr. Bellum's like, hold still real quick, I'm gonna shoot you.
Let's do this the hard way.
Basically. It was fun, though. It was nice to see her. I like her.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we got a good amount of everybody in this one, even if we did get double launch pads for a little bit. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I would say 5 out of 5, maybe 4.5 out of 5. It's a very fresh quackerware fresh episode. Highly recommended. Again, do not click the episodes next to it. They are not right. So I know next time we'll probably be talking about comics, but let's spin this wheel and see what our next cartoon episode shall be.
Oh.
Okay, it is Up, Up, and Awry!
Ooh, Megavolt episode.
Ta-da! Is that the,
It's Megavolt. For some reason, I want to say Gizmo Duck is in it, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it's Megavolt.
The racetrack?
Yeah, he's stealing magnets.
Yes. Okay, cool. So that is exciting. We get Gizmo Duck and Megavolt, presumably. In our next episode of Up, Up, and Awry. Before then, we will be chatting about all of the comics. Or some of the comics. We haven't quite figured out. Until next time, dear listeners, remember that don't hang out with your baby in parks after dark next to Negaduck. And because you know why? Crime doesn't sleep.
And neither do we.
Never.
Fade out.